Welcome back to Homeschool Power. I'm your host, Tracy Kelly. And tonight I want to tell you what I have learned on this six-year homeschooling journey of mine. Now, there have been days and years that were great, and there have been some that were more challenging. When you decide to homeschool, the beginning can be very scary and intimidating because not only are you raising your kids, but you're taking their education into your hands as well. In the last six, almost 7 years, I have learned many things about myself and homeschooling in itself. You want to hear what I've discovered? Okay, the first thing I discovered was I'm stronger than I thought. I've homeschooled through two pregnancies, being on bed rest, through illnesses, deaths in the family, terrible twos, and a child that was chronically ill for quite a number of years. Yeah, I'm much stronger than I thought. I've also learned that I'm capable. I've discovered that I can do this. Like, you know, even the fears and the uncertainty of how they'll turn out in the long run, I've still discovered that it all works out in the long run. I can do this. Even when you've been questioned, even when you don't believe in yourself, even when I've had less than perfect results, I'm still capable of educating my children, and so are you. I've learned that homeschooling is not perfect. There are days that you question your decision. There are days that are so terrible that you want to just enroll them in a local school down the road. When you just want to ask Calgon to just take you away, yeah, that's a blast from the past. Homeschooling may have been the best decision for our family, but it is not perfect. Just like anything else, if this is something that you believe in, it does take work. It takes perseverance, and it takes encouragement from yourself and from others. It takes time, and it takes a lot of energy to make it successful. I've learned it takes a village. Whether it's needing a day to yourself, someone to help you teach a math lesson that you can't figure out, needing other moms to talk to, a group for your kids to interact with, or that YouTuber that's been testing that special curriculum that you're just considering or interested in, I've discovered that we need people and we need the homeschooling community. I've seen a quote that says that I am homeschooling because I have seen the village and I don't want it to raise my child. I disagree with this quote. We can't do it alone. We need a community to homeschool effectively and to not burn ourselves out. I've also learned homeschooling can set the naysayer straight. You will be faced with comments and people who just don't think that homeschooling works. Well, nothing proves them wrong better than letting your life and your results speak for themselves. Now, I've seen all of the positive results from homeschooling and from our homeschooling journey. So I know that it works, but some people only believe the myths, and it is so important to educate others on the real side of homeschooling. I've discovered you don't have to spend a fortune to provide a great education. It's tempting to want to buy all of the popular curriculum. You watch your YouTube and you hear all the box curriculum and think that you just have to have it. There might be times when you need to purchase it, but it's not a must for you to give your child a great education. With the internet, we have resources at our fingertips. We are also homeschooling at a time when we have a whole community of people who are more than happy to pass on knowledge, information, and resource ideas. With a little research, you can build your own curriculum, and you can do it fairly cheap. And I will be giving you some pointers on that in a later broadcast. I've also learned that I'm not a perfect teacher. Okay, I'm capable, but I'm not perfect. I'm sure there are days that there are many learning gaps. There are days that I have to study the math and watch videos from Khan Academy before I can actually teach the material. There are times when I use incorrect grammar and I make writing mistakes. And if you follow my blog, you may have already figured that out. There are days that I yell, and I yell a lot. I'm not perfect. My education was not perfect, but they will have everything that they need by the end of this journey. I truly believe that. If your child isn't an advanced reader at five, you have time to work on it. Years from now, you won't be able to tell the advanced readers from those who weren't. If you skip something that they may have should have learned for a specific grade level, do it over the summer or carry it over to next year. I promise by the time they reach their graduation, they will be okay. I've discovered that there are days that I don't want to do school. Of course, the kids have days when they don't want to homeschool. Well, there are days when mom doesn't want to do it either. You will have days when you're just not up for the challenge. As long as you're working hard throughout the school year, it's okay to take a break every now and then. Actually, I recommend it. It keeps you and the kids from experiencing homeschool burnout. Make it a pajama day. Watch educational movies, eat popcorn, go to the library, go to the zoo, go to the park. Just take a break when you need to. I've also discovered that homeschooling truly is my superpower. No, I'm not a super mom, and I'm not a superhero, but homeschooling is something that I love. I've done many things throughout my life, but none have made me fall in love the way homeschooling has. I've always loved seeing children grasp a concept or seeing a sparkler in their eyes when they finally conquer a challenge, but nothing is more satisfying than being able to experience those things with my own kids daily. I have made homeschooling my own. I've made mistakes. I have learned things the hard way. I've overcome challenges. I've lost my groove, then I've found it again. What I've discovered through all of this is that homeschooling is powerful. It is truly where we belong and what I was meant to do. Well, it's that time of the evening when I have to say goodbye. Thanks again for joining me. As always, I hope that I am making things a little clearer and less intimidating for you. I want to send a special thanks to my husband, Dwayne Kelly from Sound Resort Studios, who records and edits me so that I sound good for you every week. And don't forget to check me out at www.homeschoolpower.com, where you can also follow me just about everywhere in social media land with just a click. Have a great week. Make every day beautiful. I know that the idea of homeschooling can be overwhelming. And for those who are already homeschooling, I know that some days it just doesn't seem like you're getting through. Days where you question this whole homeschooling thing. I want you to remember that homeschooling is not a sprint, it's a marathon. There will be days when it's difficult for you to see the finish line, but keep going and never forget to enjoy the scenery, your family, along the way. I'll see you next time. Bye.